Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. As always, I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
The other guy?
How's it going now? Bro Montana.
Yeah, dude, he's used that one before, but that's all right.
You know, yeah, it's getting difficult to come up with ones that are clever and entertaining.
No, I understand. You haven't been here in 2 weeks. It took you a while to come up with a new nickname. You know,
exactly.
It makes sense.
You know, I've been busy.
All right.
Stuff.
Also, a very special guest, a regular caller of the show, and my very own brother, John Ebeling, in studio tonight. Why don't you go ahead and say hello?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question. Why do you always say joined with instead of joined by?
Because I like it that way.
The joined with sounds like you're like stuck to somebody.
Do you guys ever think that sounded weird?
You're like a Siamese twin or something.
Never.
AJ, did you ever think that sounded incorrect?
Not until he pointed it out, but now I kind of...
But if you listen
now
to...
That's kind of how I hear it.
I don't know a single radio show that says joined by.
Joined with my Siamese twin, Jonathan.
I think joined with sounds fine.
Yeah?
I'm going to stick with it.
Fair enough.
Sounds like a...
I made sure to emphasize it this week because I know that it bothers Anne. For some reason, she thinks it's wrong when I say joined with.
Because oh,
you mean your sister who actually works in broadcasting?
Like, right.
Yeah, she might know something about that.
She never worked on radio.
Oh, okay. I was unaware that verbally it's a completely different...
What?
See, he's mocking my cadence of speech because he knows he's wrong about this.
We all mock his cadence. How am I wrong about this? Saying joined with, all right, find me...
It sounds like you're melded to somebody. Or
find me a TV show or whatever, radio show, anything that agrees with you, and then I'll squash it.
Why is the onus on me to provide the evidence?
I was looking at AJ.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't even start this. Why are you bringing me into it?
Well, because you're part of the show, and he said that, and you agree.
Okay, yeah, Kevin. As soon as I go home, I'll pull up YouTube and start watching clips to try and find something like that.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm definitely not going to go home and pull up Madison Ivy on YouPorn. I'm definitely going to do that first.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with saying joined with.
There's nothing wrong with referencing Madison Ivy.
I didn't say there was. You've been on the show 8 seconds, you were calling me out for that, but what does the Madison Ivy thing have to do with anything?
Well, she's a porn star, Kevin.
Okay.
She's hot.
He sounds like he's trying to argue with us, but I don't think anybody disagreed with him or really said anything contrary to what his opinion is.
AJ, she's in a lot of porn.
I don't even know who Madison Ivy is, except for...
John, I think she's had sex on camera before.
Yeah, what is it with you and this Madison Ivy?
She's hot.
Okay.
I don't know, she just pops up a lot on Pornhub.
Of what, 39 episodes, and that's the first time anybody name-dropped a porn star? And we've talked a lot of porn.
No, you guys talk about Lisa Ann, because you're talking about Nailin Palin.
We did?
Oh, yep.
Shoot,
that happened.
I wasn't here for that one.
I don't remember that.
I remember the Nailin Palin conversation.
On the show before or something?
I don't really have favorite porn
stars. You don't have a favorite porn star?
Genevieve Jolie.
Genevieve
Jolie.
She's quality. Also,
she's quality.
Ray, Faye Reagan.
Wait, what was the other one?
That's it.
Huh?
What was the other one?
Ashlyn Ray.
Oh, yeah. I always avoid that chick because she had the same name as... I mean, I guess now I would watch it, but
Rachel
back then...
Starr.
Rachel Starr?
I don't know who that is.
She's the one who always does that thing where she shakes her ass rapidly.
I don't know that I want
Alexis Texas
to be able to identify them.
Alexis
either,
Texas, you know.
Yeah, Alexis just, Texas is one
of
my favorites.
The same she did with Jack Venice was quality.
How come you guys know more porn guy names than chick names?
Like James Dean or Manuel Ferreira?
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Beats?
Peter North?
I don't know any. I know the guy with the eagle tattoo who's in a bunch of Bang Bros movies.
Evan Stone, Preston Parker,
Jesus.
Eric Everhard.
God damn.
Everhard.
Zach, have you ever heard of any of these
people?
No, James Dean I've heard of, but that's the only one.
Dick Delaware?
John told me to see with James
Dick
Dean,
Delaware.
Though, where he's like...
Did you make that up?
No, that's actually a real guy. He was on Intervention. He's also a mixed martial artist, and then he got addicted to methamphetamine.
James Dick Dean Delaware. Does it, where smack the chick across the face, though, and I hate that.
He's got off the ante, Kev. Next time you'll see him, stabbing a chick in the chest.
Yeah, it should be a snuff film.
Dude, when you bone, 10,000 chicks, you gotta do something to keep it spicy.
You know what I hate in pornos that you see all the time?
What?
When guys smack the titty.
What, with their dick?
Yeah, that
no, no, no,
weird.
With their hand.
Yeah, that is weird.
Nobody gets anything out of that. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know why you gotta smack the titties. I like the titties. What did the titties ever do to me? Also, choking, also. I don't like that either.
You said you were into that shit.
Oh, in real life, yeah.
But when they do it in porn, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Okay.
Plus, in real life, I never grabbed a chick with both hands. I was choking her.
Just one hand.
Why?
Yeah, when a girl...
I don't watch porns where they've done that either. I mean, there may be ones where they put the hand on the throat, but never full on. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh, I've definitely seen two-handed choking in porn.
Really?
Yeah. John?
I like seeing my load fall out. You were telling me you thought that was creepy.
Okay. No. Wait.
I like to see it cascade down the vagina.
This is something we actually do need to talk
cream
about.
Cream pie.
I found it very, very creepy.
Nobody likes
John,
cream
John
pie.
Thinks it's cool to bust a nut in the V and then watch it drip out.
Ew.
Yeah, dude. That repulses me.
No,
dude.
No.
Like,
I can get on board with
God
that.
God damn it. I knew Zach was
yeah,
going
no. I think I'm with him.
Thank God.
You mean like if a girl's on top of you and you bust a nut and then she like gets up off you and you see like you think that's cool?
That's all right.
Oh my god!
So,
like,
I love
it. If you're on top of her, will you then like pull back and just like gaze at it, waiting for the
sure.
Drippage?
I wouldn't go that far.
This seriously is nothing compared to the disturbing shit I've heard John say today. Like, he references his thing to Zach and I before the show. We're playing Mortal Kombat and we're drinking beers. And John talks about, yeah, you know, like when you finish and you see the hole of your dick open up really wide? And we're like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I've never watched, like, does anybody know what he's talking about on that?
No.
I do.
Oh, my God.
It's not something I would, like, ever
oh, my God, how gross, how gross. When were you ever looking at, like, the hole of a penis? Before
his penis.
Yeah.
But, like, how? My
what
dick.
Do you mean no, it's right.
Because I think I'd have to like tilt my dick up a little bit to like see the hole.
No, you're being
don't
silly.
Don't fucking flatter yourself. You're not like so long that you're like tilted.
No,
you.
I'm saying it doesn't matter what the length.
It's gonna
is.
Go up my nostril.
It doesn't. No matter how, if you have a 2-inch dick or an 8-inch dick, you'd have to look at the hole, like point it towards
you
your eye.
You have to bend eye. It all the way back towards.
But how? Do you have to like lean forward a bunch?
You use a mirror?
Is your dick like shaped like a banana or something? How can you not
no,
see the...
No, John's the one with a curved
yeah,
cock.
Yeah, my dick's really weird. It curves up into the vagina.
No, you said you have like a weird, like she calls it the sidewinder or something.
Yeah, it does. It does.
My dick when it's erect is totally straight.
Really?
Yes.
Mine's nice. Almost like a spiral.
See, that's weird.
Like a pig's tail. Yeah.
Still, what is the idea?
It's like a curly fry.
Like a dick or... It's like a swirly straw, like you have when you're a kid. If you see the dick, this is something I'm totally unfamiliar with. So before you shoot a dick, you're it like opens up wide.
I will say it's more happened. I recall, yeah. You know what? Now you're just gonna make fun of me. So let's get.
No, I'm not.
Okay. It's more of a jerking off thing, like from back in the day when I was like 17, 18. I remember you do that for like 3 hours at a time, and then you jizz and. Yeah, like the hole is open abnormally wide.
Back in the day,
really?
I saw it yesterday.
I saw it never.
I've never observed
right
this.
Before you come.
I've jerked off a lot.
I've often looked at my wiener, like, as the, God, this is such a vile conversation.
Yeah, but it's from like a top-down view. You
that's exactly, see, Zach knows what I mean. I don't yeah. see the hole of my dick. Like, I see the load come out, but I don't see the hole.
Oh, I see the hole.
I guess it's because of the curly fry.
Well, maybe
it's not a curly fry, it's a sidewinder.
Maybe your dick bends down
hey,
a little bit. And
you,
just
said
don't
know. Curly fry, pal, not me, for the record.
He's trying to be affable.
So the hole, yeah. So the hole of your cock opens right before you blow your load.
I guess.
Really?
Well, it's got to let the cum out.
I got to.
Yeah, but I mean, urine comes out plenty easy, and it's still just some little, like a little slit.
Yeah. Well, I got to check this out.
Urine's
this is,
not as thick as cum.
That's a good point.
Jesus, you're oh, right. This God. Is a very. Very unpleasant conversation.
Dude, my cum is really thick. It's like soup.
What kind of soup?
Tomato soup.
Yeah, if you sound like split pea with him, I would be a little
tomato
bit...
Tomato soup.
First of all, that's grotesque. And second, whose cum isn't thick?
Yeah, but mine's really viscose. Mine's like maple syrup. Or is it viscous?
Well, I'm so glad that you took us to this place. Anything else that's on your... Anything else you have to get off your chest before we move on?
Yeah, that load you just shot on it.
I knew if I said that, you would take the bait on that. It's a funny line. That, by the way, is a reference to Artie Lang when he's on Joe Buck Live. Anybody ever see that?
No.
Yes.
AJ, you saw it.
Yeah.
You know that's funny stuff.
It didn't make sense, like, even in the context that he used it originally. I mean, it was funny, like, just from the absurdist angle, but then, like, everybody laughs and claps, like, oh, man, that was a sick burn, but it didn't make any sense.
It's a great moment in show business, though, when, like, this guy's doing a serious sports show, and they're bringing this raunchy comedian who just, like, spurts out something ridiculous every time they speak. Like, Artie, do you have anything to get off your chest? Yeah, the fucking jizz you just shot on it. Like, that's funny, but it was totally unnecessary.
It was.
That was a great moment.
And the only, like, good comeback Joe Buck had that whole time was, I think that cigarette's in chin number 4.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
And that's
four,
just
the number
four. The number of episodes you'll never get there. Then it's funny because they only did 3 episodes. You're out of your depth, Buck. No, that was a great respect. AJ, since you're back, why weren't you here last week?
It took me an hour just to get from my office back to my home, which is less than 10 miles away, and traffic was still super thick, and I just couldn't muster up
the traffic was super thick. I've never even heard thick as a term to describe traffic before. It's only because he was talking about jizz and we're talking about that.
So why don't you just come to the show straight from work?
Yeah, why don't you ever do that?
How would that help? Like, it would still take me just as long to get up here. I would just...
Well, I mean, clearly not. If you
I don't think it would...
It took you an hour to go from your work to your house, so you came straight here.
Yeah, because traffic was jammed up. Like, I could have kept on going, but it still would have taken me a long-ass time to get from Louisville to Denton.
What do
like
you do at home, miles,
guys? But stopping and getting changed
and, like, get a can of soup or something and then come up here.
Well, that takes time.
It would have saved, like, 15, 20 minutes, and you guys still would have been waiting around for, like, 75 for me to get here.
So what do you think is the best way to... Because, I mean... you've missed 2 shows now, which is more than I think any cast member's ever missed.
I've walked off one as well.
Yeah, but I don't count that, because that was a great show.
And you were
show.
Late to another one.
You're forgiven then.
Okay, I wasn't late to it. You guys just started without me.
The show starts at 7:15, man.
Okay, don't be an asshole about this.
What do you mean? How's he being an asshole?
The show does start. Nobody told me or anything like that. I told you I'm on the way. And I think you even asked me, like, how would you feel about us starting without you? And I said, please don't. And then...
That night I didn't ask you. I didn't want you to be expecting
you
it to be wet.
Before.
I didn't think it might have been appropriate to, like, call me or something like that and say, hey, you know, how do you feel about this?
All right. Now, when we brought up the LED 5 thing that time, you acted like that was a pre-engineered thing to try to piss you off. That was not. Now, me starting the show without you that week, yes, I was doing that because I thought it would be funny. That was a bit to start without you. I will admit that.
Which I thought was a funny bit, John. You thought it was funny, right?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I love when Kev tweaks you.
Did it really get the reaction you wanted, though? Did I come in here and, like...
Yeah, you did.
I thought it actually... He was a little bit hot.
He came in hot. You said something like, coming in a show that I like to be on, that I like to be a part of.
But since the Allied 5 show, AJ goes out of his way not to get mad almost.
I know.
Well, he's only been on, what, 2 shows since?
True. Because he wasn't on last week.
Only be cool it will only be cool in his Jets for so long until...
I still think you don't even care about it anymore.
About what?
The Allied 5 thing. You even brought it up the last show you were on. Nobody even heard that.
It's not like I dropped some Shakespearean, like, you know, dialogue there. Just...
All right. Well, now that I got you in the hot seat, hit me with your topic.
Oh, you guys ever heard of a porn IQ?
No.
Porn IQ.
It is.
I feel like it's something that John would be fucking genius level at.
Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it is a website that I heard about when I was listening to another very unfunny radio host. But you go to it, and you...
Bert. Was he implying that I was a very unfunny radio host?
Yes.
I didn't... What the fuck?
You said another.
I said another one. I didn't hear about it from
Whoa.
Kevin.
No, he said another very unfunny radio host.
The way it sounded,
you
pointed
at him. You like looked at him. You're like, another very unfunny radio host.
Yes, your inflection.
Kevin
here.
Was not the person you heard it from, but I think I don't know.
All right, all right.
Kevin, next topic.
Wow. Continue.
No, there's really no point.
No, I'm really curious.
No, we want to hear what the topic is.
Okay,
I'm curious to know why you think Kev's so unfunny.
I really do want to hear the topic. Shut the fuck up. John, enough.
I heard about it on, what's his name, Tom Likas, or the guy in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
He's the evening drive thing.
Yeah, the website, you go to it, it's like 3 categories of porn, like, you know, I don't know, fucking girls with big boobs, cartoons, or chicks getting beat up, something like
something.
That. You click on one of them, then it asks you, how much time do you have? Like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or, you know, I have all the time in the world. Click on that, and then it, like, recommends a series of scenes for you that it pulls from different websites.
Wait, like, ask you a series of questions first?
Yeah, basically.
Like, do you like peanuts?
What kind of questions?
Kind of like John says.
Do you like
tight
pussies?
It'll have, like, 3 3...
those are always good.
No, I prefer loose, hairy pussies.
What's the name of the site? PornIQ.com?
PornIQ.
Do you like it?
That actually sounds pretty cool.
All right, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to go to PornIQ.com, because I'd never heard of it. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
PornIQ.
Okay,
a freak.
So it brings you up... You heard it on Likas. It brings you up to this first page right here. It's a wide panel. It says, what do you desire? And it has mamacitas, innocent and sweet, quality rubdowns, and it has a bottle of lotion with XXX on it, like poison. That's a little bit clever. The next one is playing dress-up, And the next one is first person fucking. And look at the icon. It's a guy balling a chick doggy with a camera pointed at her ass. Right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I'm gonna go with Mamacitas.
Yeah. I think I would go with innocent and sweet.
What about the rubdown one?
Oh, you want to go with that?
Fuck it.
All right, we'll go with the rubdown one. Okay, now pick a category. Asian massage, oily massage, erotic massage, massage room, or hardcore massage.
I gotta see oil on those asses.
I wanna go hardcore massage. I wanna know what a hardcore massage is.
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna hit hardcore massage.
I think oil would be pretty.
Last funny. Question: how much time do you have? Less than 5 minutes. 5 to 20. 20 and more. I think this is asking how long you want the scene to be, and I want a full length scene.
I mean, how long do you want this bit to be?
Let's go 20 minutes. More. We got. At least, yeah, let's go 20 minutes. All right,
well, fuck it.
We'll watch this entire porn. All right. Now I got it. At least, it's funny that John. Okay, they give me three options for movies. Here. All right. Massage, fuck. And it's a picture of a chick coming in. She's massaging the guy. Then clearly it turns to fucking. As you can see there, she's riding his dong.
Cool.
Yeah. Then the next one, Lisa Ann Massage. Why are people so into Lisa Ann?
You know, she's the number one searched porn actress on Pornhub.
I heard that from you, and I know who she is, and that's why I find that so astonishing.
Everybody's ranked on the porn stars.
But she's an old porn star.
She is. She's born in like 70-something.
It's funny that every one of these says massage, but they all are banging.
Well, yeah.
I thought it might just be a video of like a guy getting tugged off. I want to go back. I don't actually want to select one of these movies.
Might
I'm
going to
start it over.
Really?
I find it. Why are they give you five broad topics? Why are those the topics? Mamacitas?
I think it's
rub
gives
downs.
You the option to like bring up a new set of categories, though.
You're right. There's actually two different ones in this one: hot porn compiled, which I'm assuming is compilations, and delicious cream pies.
I believe you mean compilations.
It just says delicious cream pies is one though, which obviously would be John's bag.
Kevin, right. If people didn't like cream pies, it wouldn't have its own category.
I know. Yeah. I'm not saying
it
people don't like
delicious,
it. I'm just saying it's not for me. So what if I click on Mamacitas? Brazilian beauties, Mexican mommies, Colombian cuties,
ooh.
More south of the border babes, or Latina porn stars. Those all sound like the same fucking thing.
I was kind of thinking, dude, like those Venezuelan chicks are definitely the hottest. You know?
Way better than the Colombians.
Yeah. Or the Chilean chicks, ew.
When it comes to porn, no matter what, I'm clicking Brazil.
Click Latina and see if Genevieve comes up.
Oh, okay, all right.
Your favorite porn star?
Yeah.
There's nice. Like a million. Sativa Rose and Genevieve.
I'm going to assume she's Latina.
Ava Rose.
Oh, damn it. That's a different one. Now we got Mamacitas is always
Ava
one of
Angelina. She's done a few with
I
Genevieve.
Love that like the symbol for Mamacitas is like two maracas.
I love how Genevieve's always... right. That thing her ass is flopping.
There's
down.
Mamacitas... Plump and lovely, hentai hotties, I like it kinky, it's a guy holding a whip, and delicious cream pies.
What's the picture for delicious cream pies, just out of curiosity?
Oh, it's like a vagina with a drop coming out of it.
Looks like a fleshlight with a drop coming out of it.
Yeah, well, it's something. There, you want to see? That's it right there.
It's like just that got me chubbed up a little bit.
I'm swelling up a little. I'm going to hit plump and lovely.
Oh, that's going to be Alexis, Texas.
Okay, for plump now it says you can go MILF, hardcore, big, beautiful ladies, chubby, or BBW porn stars. Those kind of all sound the same.
I think we got to go for SBBW.
I like it!
What does the S stand for?
I'm just going to hit chubby.
Oh, shit.
How much time do you have? 5 to 20. This site seems like it might be cool.
It seems kind of cool.
I really don't put this much effort into masturbation. Kind of just go to like FapDude and like, yep, that scene looks good.
You still use FapDude? I think that site sucks.
I've been using Pornhub a lot lately, but you know, FapDude's okay.
This entire first half has been about porn. I feel like it's because John's gone. I'm telling you, I just want to talk about porn.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, does anybody want to get tased this week?
Fuck no.
I got a new taser for the show.
Fuck no.
Just to let our audience John know, we have tased. A new taser tonight, and no one has tried it yet, and I'm definitely going to have to do it. John will tase me, and I'll tase him, and so on. Who's going to puss out?
I want to see you guys do it first.
Don't you love being in this fucking position? Well, one of you, yeah, you guys are going to puss out, so now we have to do it.
I'll guinea pig this shit if you want.
I drank the fish juice earlier, so I might sit this one out.
Yeah, but that's not painful.
I'll go third.
I disagree with you, sir. You didn't follow it.
I'm talking physically harmful.
I'll go third.
I don't know about that either.
You guys do it first, I'll go.
I was going to say, if everybody else does it, I'm probably going to participate as well.
But you know, at the end of the day, if you think about it, John is here and he wanted to get into the spirit of the show, even if he's obnoxious. And he's the only person here who's never been tased.
Good point. Did you tell him about taser?
No, I kind of forgot about it until you got up to take a piss. I don't know why. I'm definitely going to do it.
Of course.
You think he'll be first?
Huh?
You think he'll go first?
I don't know. Maybe.
If so, I think I want to squeeze John in before the break.
I should tell you something about the taser.
What?
I don't know what the amperage is on it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Hey, will you do it first?
I'd rather do Jason Voorhees, but...
Lean in. Will you do it first?
What, the tasing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do the tasing. What, you have the taser here?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go grab it then.
You'll do it right now?
Yeah.
All right, here, keep my mic on while I'm up.
If we have to drive him to the hospital, can we continue to record during that somehow?
I'll try.
Okay.
Do I have carte blanche to puke all over your floor if I get tased?
Yeah. That's an occupational hazard.
I just said tased instead of tased.
Pazed.
Give you an indication of how many deep I am.
You fucking idiot.
I'm sorry I farted, you guys. My stomach really hurt.
As far as I can tell.
That's the price of being pretty.
Tasing doesn't really affect you unless you're holding it for 2 to 5 seconds.
It'd be a bigger man.
It's talking about a fart that Melissa ripped like 8 months ago. It's no context to our listeners. Nobody even knows she fucking farted.
I never even got
it. Sorry, I fucking farted, guys.
Look, I'm sorry that I fucking farted.
I'm sorry that I farted.
All right, who wants to tase John? Because I have to be on the mic.
I think you should do it.
Dude, come on. Like, I really do need to be talking.
He's your brother.
If you're too scared.
How far out of the reach? Why doesn't he just stand up and you tase his ass or something like
that? Okay. All right, stand up.
Okay, but if you're too scared, if you're too chicken shit.
Oh, that's right. John and I are going to do some impressions later. I don't know if we're going to do that.
Oh, great. We're going to do Zach and I are going to sit here while you guys.
You're going to get an eyeful over here.
Unless you're too scared. Unless you're too chicken shit. That's Goldblum.
All right. I'm going to touch it to your ass, but I'm not going to hit you yet.
I thought it was Nicolas Cage.
You sure it works?
Is this on Ustream? Chicken shit.
Do you want me to check it first?
Check it.
Nicolas Cage.
It works. Dude, we've all done it, except AJ. Oh yeah, I forgot AJ hasn't even done it. Why did I count him in? I'm not going to get you until you tell me to get you.
No, you just got to do it.
I have to touch it to your ass first.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to touch it and then you just go? All right, here we go. Hold on. Is that it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Did it do anything?
That didn't do anything.
He moved a little, but still, really?
You didn't shock him.
Yeah, you didn't shock me right.
All
right,
let's do it again.
Do it again first test.
God damn it! I'm telling you, it works.
It says it works.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I still think Melissa's has to be way worse, or else he would have gone flying when we turned it on.
I don't know, yeah.
Where did you acquire this from?
Zach fucking got it for $4.
Yeah.
$4.
Yeah,
so there's a good chance it's just a child's toy, but it says taser, and it comes with a thing.
It's $4.
God damn it! Quit fucking with me! Just do it! Alright, I'm just gonna hit you.
What if it's just like two lights?
Alright, you ready? I'm gonna go right now.
Maybe it is, dude.
God! I think maybe I need to light it and then touch him with it.
Maybe.
Oh my god, dude!
No, I think just putting it to him and lighting it isn't bad, or else he would have been...
Yeah, you were fine.
No, dude, trust me, it's not a bad one. No, you don't have to do it again. You don't have to do it again.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
I saw the spark, like, arc from it to his ass.
That I hate.
Now we can do his gooch, right?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
How about you do, like, the leg or something? No, I'm kidding. No, I meant through jeans.
Yeah, no, you don't gotta...
Dude, try it through jeans and tell me if you feel anything.
Okay.
Shit.
Sorry, man.
That hurt more than that.
That's the kind of reaction I was looking for.
Oh, shit.
maybe through clothes is worse. I don't know.
Dude, I don't want to do it again.
All right. I'm turning it off. I promise you're good.
God damn.
Dude, I've never heard anybody make a noise like that. It's...
I like it!
Oh, man. No. Zach, you want to do one?
No, fuck that.
Don't be a pussy.
I've already done it.
AJ, come on.
Through jeans.
No, I'm not doing it through my jeans after hearing that shit.
Yeah.
You can do any body part you want. Hey, John.
I hate that.
That's the worst part, I think.
That really is.
Dude, like, my palms are sweating just to do that sound.
I had no idea how much fun the taser... I forgot how much fun the taser is.
Right, that's well, fun
John,
for
now
you.
Now you get to hit Kevin with that, so...
yeah, you get to hit me with that next one.
What, that's the rule?
Well, I mean, I'm going to get hit with it no matter what. It's
Kevin
fucking
said
show.
He's going to do it,
I don't
so.
Care. You can tase him, AJ. I don't care.
I don't particularly want to. I mean, I want you to do it.
I'll tase my fucking self if nobody wants to.
That's a terrible idea.
No, I don't want to do it. Here, try it out. Just don't do it without telling me, because
actually,
I would never
tasing
do
tasing yourself would be pretty fucking
difficult. You know,
turn the switch all the way
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you turn that switch
boom.
All the way up.
There you go. Boom.
Now push. There you go.
Oh, my God. I hate this thing.
Don't do it without telling me.
I won't.
All right. See, you feel empowered just holding it.
Yeah,
it's fun, right?
Yeah, it's like whenever I get my hands on a gun.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Adam Lanza.
God damn. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you can press it to my ass. When I say go, you just push
okay,
it real quick right. And do one tap
to your ass.
Yeah.
All right, give me your ass.
All right, you won't push it before I say go.
That's what I told your mom.
Give me your ass. All right, hold on. Let me get ready.
Good
get ready.
One, AJ.
Yeah. Funny, Andrew.
I thought it was kind of clever.
You would.
What is that supposed to mean?
There means you have bad taste in comedy. Kevin, give me your ass.
I'm just trying to get the mic set up, man.
Guess
hold
that's
on.
Why I like your stand-up, John.
Ooh. Plus, I know you guys like John's stand-up.
I like John's stand-up.
I liked
all right, push
AJ's
it up.
Mexican Adventure. All right.
Oh,
you won't push it up against it, but don't push the button yet.
You're not gonna drop. You're gonna do it through the jeans?
Why not? I'm
did
not.
Did you hear
it.
His reaction?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not a little bitch.
I don't
go.
Give a fuck. I'm not a.
No. Oh, fuck. Dude, it's still not as bad as the original.
No.
Nope. No way.
Huh.
That's definitely not as bad.
Well, the other one was.
Fuck.
And hers was like. Jesus fucking Christ.
Dude, it still sucks, though, man. You
it's
feel...
like when we first brought the mousetraps in.
God, dude, you feel through your whole body, man. I hate that so
I
much.
I hate that so much.
Dude, it's horrible.
It sucks. It's not good.
No, the original taser is still worse. Ow,
could it have been
fuck,
that Corey
dude.
Had so much blubber that it just couldn't...
You're in such... Dude, scoot up. You have to be in the show.
Electrically charged.
Here. Yeah, give it to me. All right, everybody in here. We got about 3 minutes...
Give it to me. That's what your mom said.
All right, Andrew, you ready to quit fucking around?
What are we gonna do?
What do you want to do it?
Huh?
Okay. Dude, do it to the bottom of his foot.
No.
Oh, that'd be a good
dude,
one.
I don't think
through socks.
Do it, man.
Why?
You can keep the socks on.
Sorry.
Zach, you're not gonna do it?
I'll fucking do it.
Zach!
God. Yeah, dude.
I really don't. It's the same as last time. Like, I really don't want to, but
on,
I know if
on,
I don't, I'm a bitch, so I have to do it.
That's okay. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I fucking do. I didn't do it the first time and I was a bitch. That sucks.
Well, you eventually came around.
Hold on, let me
your biggest crime was trying to convince Melissa not to do it.
Yeah, that yeah. is true.
I won't do the taser, but I'll fart, you guys.
And in Melissa's defense, she
fuck.
Did end up doing it.
What, farting or getting the taser?
Both. God, this fucking mic is not meant for this
yeah,
fucking shock mount.
You having some trouble with it?
Yeah, definitely.
See, I'd rather not do it, but I figure if I
I'm
have to do
it,
I better it. Do it before the half is over, so at least I, you know... Relax, you don't have to worry about it next half.
Alright, well here, get that one up there.
Fuck. God, this thing fucking sucks.
Yeah, there's gonna be all kinds of shakiness on the mic, but this is hard
dude,
to set
I'm,
up.
Yeah.
This
dude,
is one time
gonna,
I actually
get ready to like run.
Hey, actually, can I just sit back down and we let John do it?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, John,
fuck
get it.
With me.
No, he's not gonna fuck with you. Hold on, let me fix this mic.
Sorry I scared you earlier.
No, it's all good.
John, do you have it powered up?
Yeah.
Still work? Yep, still works.
All right.
Thank you.
Zach won't even look at it while it does that. See, look, he won't.
It's funny, though, there's also, like, to make it look more intimidating, there's just a light on there that goes off also. Like, look at it. See?
Yeah.
There's part of it that's not even actually tasty. It just makes it look more scary. Like, ah!
All right. I got epilepsy. Let's do this.
Zach actually does have epilepsy. All right.
You have epilepsy?
I do.
Epilepsy?
All right, now, John, just stick your archer arm right out against his butt.
John,
seat.
I'm a fan of your zipper. I like it. Well, fucking Christ.
I got a feel to make
no,
sure
no,
I'm
no.
not hitting the wall.
Hold on, hold on. You
okay,
guys,
that's just
you guys,
bare
no.
ass.
Wait, you guys have to switch spots.
Why?
Because John's in the mic and you're not. If
Jesus.
You turned around that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, your ass
they're
is in the mic.
Get my scream.
All right, get in there.
Still,
come
yeah, come in this
again,
way.
I don't want to fucking run into you.
Get in there, cowboy.
Face the mic. There we go, there we go, there we go.
You don't keep your wallet in your back pocket?
No, I keep it up here.
What a fag.
I know.
All right, come on, guys. We got to get a break. Let's just do this.
Fucking go. Ah, fuck. Oh, shit. All right, done. That was awesome.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
all right, well, I can power it down. I can take a break on the taser.
until we get back. But yeah, we got lots of other stuff to get to. We got John Ebeling here. We got some impressions, some tasing.
Yep.
More stuff to talk about. We'll
lots
be right
of stuff
back
to talk about.
On the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. We're back from our very short break. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And, Andrew, I don't even know. I never have a good name for you. Do you have something?
We need to come up with something. I don't know.
We call him something different every week, I guess. When
I thought Fuckstick was your go-to.
No, that was for Kyle.
Oh, shit, you're right.
My brother John Ebeling is also here.
Hey, guys.
So, we did a little tasing before the break.
Yeah.
I got tased. John got tased multiple times.
Multiple times.
Zach got tased.
Guy's a trooper.
So now that we all got tased, I guess it's Andrew's turn.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Will you guys all be willing to get tased again in another area just to make Andrew look like a pussy?
Yeah.
I will too. Zach?
No.
Really?
I think we've established that.
What?
I don't want to get tased again.
I'll go double time for I'll go two for AJ's zero.
Why? Is one not enough?
No.
I'll do it if you'll take the tasing on the dick.
Oh, yeah, that's a reasonable request.
No How about way. On the face?
I'm just going to name places I know you're not going to take it.
John?
Why don't you tase the inside of your asshole and that'll tase my butt cheek?
Why don't you tase your sense of humor?
Come on, AJ, take one.
Huh?
Take one.
No.
What does he always say? Take your medicine.
You won't even do it on your leg?
No.
You wouldn't even take it on the head of your penis?
Yeah. You wouldn't even take it on the taint?
Nah. What about your hair?
No.
John, where's the craziest place you would take a tase?
The bottom of my foot, probably.
Yeah?
That wouldn't fucking hurt.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
It's soft?
Yeah, that sucks.
It's like doing like the web of your fingers or something.
But you wouldn't do your balls?
No fucking way, dude. I want to have kids at some point.
See?
Damn it. Zach, why did you and Melissa stop? Why, of all times, did you have to side with
John,
Melissa?
John just answered
Kyle's
that.
Kyle's balls.
John just answered that.
But Kyle didn't
probably
have a,
might want to have kids at some point.
Kyle didn't
you
have
really
a problem
want
with that.
Kyle running around the world, man?
Kevin? Kyle would have done it. I think this is a
I would feel bad, essentially.
There's no warning or anything that says don't tase your balls or anything. You could do it.
They don't have to warn against the
yeah,
obvious.
I think it's implied.
Yeah, don't tase your nads.
When
come
Kyle's
on.
Kyle's 10-year-old son is robbing you for weed money and like a few years here, then you're gonna
I believe a police officer is in like a threatening circumstance, he can use a taser in any way as a less than lethal weapon to defend himself. That includes tasing someone in the balls.
That's not true. Those things can kill people.
Oh, please.
I'm serious.
It's considered less than lethal. It could kill someone, but that would be a freak occurrence.
You know what they say could kill somebody? 2 to 5 seconds. We barely go like half a second. Probably not even. Ours is over really fucking quick.
I've seen a lot of people get tased hardcore on Cops, though. Nobody ever did.
Oh, well, if you saw it on Cops, then...
Yeah.
I guarantee you those tasers are way more powerful than this.
Probably. Could kill someone. Not always do.
AJ, you're really not going to do one anywhere?
I'm really not going to do one anywhere.
Well, how about your hand?
Why would that be better than doing it on like my ass cheek?
I can't believe he's not going to do it, though.
I wouldn't want to do my hand.
Everybody heard right before the break he said he'd do it. Did I believe he? His hands well, if everybody else is going to do it, then I'll probably have to try it.
Yeah.
You
did
see,
say
why
that.
Why would mocking me like that encourage me to do this?
Because I thought you were part of the show, man. I thought you were a team player.
I'm trying to distract everyone with a side conversation about my my inflection.
So, you want a good taste now?
No.
Zach, will you do it again?
No. I did my one and done.
Hey, anybody else? Anybody have a mark on their butt cheek yet? Did anybody look?
I might.
Let me see. Legit.
Do you really?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet. Let me look. I don't think so.
AJ, you have...
Whoa, dude.
Nothing.
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 Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Nope, nothing. John?
Your leg, maybe?
God, John is a hairy ass. Oh, God. Dude, you're the hairiest asshole.
Dude, do I have any?
Dude, seriously, like... Dude, all right, sit down.
I spread my asshole apart.
Wouldn't be the first time I've seen you do that.
God. Dude, there's a lot of hair in there, man.
Does it look like a tarantula?
Wait, John, let me see.
That's not funny.
Hold on, let me get a closer look there.
I don't imagine you have a mark on your leg, right? Probably not.
Come on, let me get you one. I'll do it. I mean, I'll do another
here,
one.
Here, right here.
You'll do that?
Yeah. Do it quick.
All right, I'll do one too then.
Jesus.
Right there. Ready?
Yeah.
Fuck!
And you're working out as Christian Bale in Fashion
Nothing. I hate that thing. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, you can do one to me, though.
Fuck that.
Oh, I'll do one to you.
All right, don't do it until I tell you, though. You'll go by the rules, though?
Yeah.
You promise? All right, don't go until I say go. Stop. I did it for real when I was actually doing it. I didn't fuck with you. All right, put it up against there. Lower. Not my dick. Ready? Go. Oh! Oh, God shit. Damn, dude, I almost knocked my beer over. That seriously, yeah. God, that catches you off guard. It's
a good one.
A skinny area like that? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking Christ. Woo!
Zach, do one right there, man. Close the knee.
No, fuck that.
Wait, you're not going to do another one?
No, I'm good.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Yeah.
Ow.
You guys are stronger men than I.
God, I can't believe AJ wouldn't even do one. You really won't do one?
No.
Anywhere?
No.
All right, can we officially make a status so that AJ is the biggest pussy ever?
Can we just move on
to
something else?
But can we agree that AJ is the biggest pussy ever?
I bailed too.
Okay, fine.
But Melissa did
Kevin,
it once.
You're absolutely right. Good job. Great.
Melissa did it once.
Melissa did do it.
So now, on the Facebook page, we can keep your name as douche.
Ooh.
Okay.
That doesn't bother you? All right, I'll move on then. AJ really doesn't want to do the tasting. Wow.
I don't.
I've never seen you duck away from something so hardcore, though.
I don't blame.
Are you done with your beverage there? Now,
I'm good. Yes.
So why don't you do it, though?
Because it looks very painful, and I just don't want to experience.
It's really not. It's over in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's still pretty
the
painful.
Way that you and John reacted certainly suggests.
Okay, John's reaction was worse than mine. I was like, "Wow!" John's was like a Wilhelm scream almost. But, alright, well, fair enough. So John wanted to, I know this is something that John's been super gay for ever since he ever even thought of the idea of coming on the show. We can do, John and I both like to do impressions, celebrity impressions. Now, he wanted to do, I think, a impression off where you guys decide whose impressions are better for certain characters.
The two of us.
Yes.
AJ, thoughts?
You don't want to know what I think. Let's get this over with.
All right, fair enough.
All right, fine. Yeah, I guess I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't even get it.
I don't either.
All right, welcome to the Ebeling Brothers Variety Hour.
Oh, gotcha.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, I still don't get it either.
He's implying that you two are stealing the show.
Oh, from AJ, who just wants to sit there with one-word responses and won't even get tased, who didn't even show up to last week's show?
Yeah, from AJ, who's a dick.
Yeah, seriously?
Not like I ever denied that, John.
AJ, who brings nothing to contribute to the entertainment of our audience, is going to judge what I brought.
Hey, I brought porn IQ this week.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
You brought some hilarious exhales.
Why don't you explain? That is the AJ exhale.
The Ed Grun exhale. If you don't like the exhale, I'll just go home.
All right. AJ being the radio guru that he is, I want him to tell me why John and I doing impressions isn't good radio.
You don't really care what I think, Kevin, so let's just roll through it, man.
Hey, Zach, give him the mic.
Yeah.
No, I want an answer on this. I would like some legitimate, and I'd like a legitimate explanation.
Well.
He throws out a joke, which Zach and I both thought was retarded, because it's the Ebeling Brother Variety Hour. But Zach, in concept, do you think the impression sounded like a funny idea?
Yes.
Well, okay. Then I agree with Zach. Let's do this.
What is it with him, man? He's been doing this for a couple of weeks now. Why is AJ now afraid to say what he thinks?
He's being a prick.
He's being a pussy. I won't do bits. I won't talk about anything. Then what are you even doing here?
I didn't do a bit, Kevin.
Then what are you doing here?
Look, he's
I ask myself that sometimes, too.
This is talk radio.
He's,
we're
he's
here
pulling,
to talk.
He's pulling a Ryan, all right, and he's dodging the limelight.
Right. I guess if I had to break it, I'd break it down. My issue with it is that this is basically me and Zach sitting here watching you two do impressions, and that's That's fine, but like I thought he and I were supposed to be contributors to the show as well.
You are, you're judging.
We have a guest here, and we had a bit for the guest.
Yeah, you
think if Howard brings in a musical guest and they're singing a song, Robin's gonna be like, well, I can't be talking during the song, so I'm not contributing.
But I can't talk.
Yeah, I don't understand what your point is.
You want to do the segment? I was like, okay, let's do it.
And yeah, but make me a good point as to why not to do it. If you're going to interject and suggest it's not a good bit, give me a reason.
Yeah, don't be a fucking dolt.
Yeah.
Okay, I gave you my reason.
Yeah, you're being a dolt.
But what reason? What is the reason?
I just told you.
That you aren't contributing for the time period that we're talking? Isn't that the way it is with any guest?
Well, Kevin, let me ask this. We've spent two, 3 minutes talking about this now when we could have been doing your segment that you feel very passionate
about. My segment that you clearly are very passionate about.
Yeah, you're
discrediting.
The one holding us up, asshole.
Zach, does it sound to you
like
Zach,
come on, wait in here, man. You're my partner.
This or something like that? Damn.
No, this is your time. You got to wait in here and say what you think about this.
You're right.
You think he's a cheese dick.
No, John, even you, calm down. I want to hear Zach's take on everything that's going on right now.
I think we should have rolled with the bit. Impressions are funny, at least I think, on the radio. I'm not a fucking expert, but I don't know. Impressions are good. You have a guest. It's the same as interviewing a guest. It's not a whole lot different.
But AJ tries to, you will agree that AJ tries to undermine it before it even started.
Yep.
And that was not necessary.
Nope.
So now nobody feels good about the bit.
You know what, Kevin? You're absolutely right.
Not a team player.
Let's do this.
God damn it. Remember when AJ used to fight with me, how much fun that was?
Like I said, he's dodging the limelight. He's trying not to do that.
He really is.
Yeah.
I think that means you gotta get rid of him.
Zach's doing his job as a co-host. John's doing his job as a guest. AJ is throwing out lines, but not doing his job as a sub-host.
So now I'm confused. Did you want to do the segment, or did you want me to argue with you about the segment?
I wanted to do the segment, but now that you threw this at me, I want to argue about it.
He wants to be interesting, AJ.
Yeah.
Hey, you sure you two aren't just like, you know, kind of holding court here and doing a great job keeping everybody engaged with your banter right now, with you going,
like it's not how I do it.
Yeah, I don't think we've been relying that heavily on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Zach, come on, man.
There we go.
What do you think we should do from here on that?
I think we should roll with the bit.
I think we should roll with a bit.
Yeah.
So, what's an impression that you would like to hear for John and I to do? Or John and I can roll off our list of voices we like to do. John's the one who's super passionate about this. I didn't even like it that much, but I was like, I'll do it because I know he's into it.
So you didn't like the idea for this either, but you berated me for like 5 minutes for not thinking it sounded very entertaining?
It's not your job to criticize Dick Hall.
That is exactly right. Whatever I thought about it, it doesn't matter. I presented it as a bit. Whether subconsciously I thought maybe there's... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Every bit has its pitfalls. Roll with it.
Yeah, I just should not understand this.
Haven't we always agreed if a guest wants to do a bit, we do the bit?
Yeah, I think so.
That's so far been the policy.
And this is a bit that John presented to me, and of course, I'm game to do it.
Yeah, if Black KG had presented a bit to you, would you have wanted to do that?
No, but that's different. That was a guy we've never had in here before.
Listen, my mom told me I have a personality on radio. That qualifies me.
No offense. To our previous guest, but he did in fact say that.
You did in fact say that, Black KG, and you did in fact suck complete ass on the show.
All right, you know.
Dark KG.
He's Black Kevin!
Yeah, Black Kevin.
Black Kevin.
Fuck it.
Black Kevin, you suck. Give up the radio thing. You're horrible.
You're an asshole, first of all. And second, if you're listening, go ahead and give us a call right now. 214-455-0534.
Black KG, you're a complete bore.
Are we doing the bit or what? I mean, yeah, come on, John. You're the one who is so bad.
All right, you are
our guest. And why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? This is my brother, John. He lives in L.A. He's a freelance actor / comedian at this point. And why don't you tell us about what you're doing out there?
Hey, guys. Name's Groundlings. John. I'm studying at Groundlings. It's a comedic school. A lot of your favorite comedians came out of there. And I tried my Jesse Pinkman at a performance, and I feel like I blew everybody's tits off. And I would like to start off an impression contest with Kevin, and I'd like to start off with Jesse Pinkman, because I feel like I do that better than Kevin. Kevin does most impressions better than me, but I think there are a few that I dominate.
And that's an impression that I don't really practice and don't know that well, so if you'd like, you can go ahead and start out here.
How about after this, you pick the next one, you do one that you know, and he'll...
All right, sounds good. Way. John, go ahead. Mike, it's yours.
Mr. White, you're like telling me that there are an acceptable amount of rat turds, but you, like, won't let me steal, bitch.
See, and I think John's a little exaggerated, where Jesse in real life would have been more like, look, I think there's, like, an acceptable amount of, like, rat turds allowed in chocolate, Mr. White, bitch.
yo, Mr. White, you told me to go get ice cream. And, like, I went and got the store brand ice cream because every ice cream is the total same, bitch.
All right, now who do you guys think was more accurate?
Andrew, thoughts?
You go first, man.
All right. I think John's got a better bitch, which is totally the Jesse.
True.
But I really like the way you do the talk, so I don't know. I'm pretty split down the middle. What?
No, I think that's fair.
The bitch is like the whole character. It's how you bitch. Say bitch. Yeah.
He told me I did it better than you, like, super, totally awesome bitch.
All right, now next I'm going to do Nicolas Cage. And I'm going to throw a couple lines at you from National Treasure. That's my favorite Nicolas Cage. So I'm going to do a couple of lines from that. You guys, well, we'll see what you think, and then John will go, and so on. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence. The passport's really forged, pushed in all twice. There's my Nicolas Cage. John, you go ahead with the Nicolas Cage.
I'm just walking on the street. I'm like, looking at that ass. That's a nice ass. I wish I had two dicks. A lot of guys don't like eating pussy. Maybe that's just black guys. And I like eating pussy.
All right. Who's better on that?
Andrew?
You go first, man.
God damn, AJ. AJ what the hasn't fuck? Given his AJ like, doesn't even want to be on the show anymore.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm gonna go.
I can. Why don't you just go drive back in traffic? Traffic that I can't control.
All right, Zach. What do you think?
I think Kevin did it better.
I agree.
AJ.
Yeah, Kevin.
All right, John. Next is yours. What impression would you like to do next?
You know what? I'm gonna.
You can lead in more.
You know what? I'm gonna bust out my favorite.
I knew that's what he was gonna do next.
Listen, if there's one thing I've got to be on that Kevin doesn't get, it's Christopher Walken. Listen, it's not easy. First of all, you've got to get the inflection dead on. Because if you're going to go to the store and you're going to dress up as Walken, the first thing you're going to want to buy is a black suit.
Because all right, cut it short. Do a little bit. All right, all right. Good enough. Right, we got John. All right, let me try to throw some.
Go for it.
Look, I want you to suck my balls because I think you're probably gay. And I want you to suck on my cock. That's it. Okay, there's my Walken.
Suck on my cock.
I'm curious, was that a genuine Christopher Walken quote?
No, that was just bullshit.
That was my first and only sex scene in the movie Fire and Brimstone. All right.
Who wins on the Walken?
I'm gonna go John.
I'll go with Kevin.
Yeah?
Thank you.
You fucker.
Split down the middle.
Thanks.
So I beat the next
one. Zach recognizes talent.
Go for it.
All right, I'll do it, Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Nice choice.
I knew you were going to
pick him. Look, all right, I talked to your fucking mother, and it's better enough I got this fucking thing with AJ. There you go. Here's a little right. Tony for you. I like to keep him nice and short.
Listen, you're always talking about sex. You're always talking about the fucking, and the fucking sucking, and the fucking licking, and the fucking eating kids. I don't give a fuck. Shut the fuck up.
All right. I have not watched The Sopranos, so I feel like I can't judge this one.
Yeah, Kev's got it.
Yeah, I'll go with Kevin.
All right, thank you. Who's next? You pick next. Go with the top. I know what you're going to do next. I know what you're doing.
I'm
going
to do...
I know he's going Goldblum.
I'm going Goldblum! All right. Yes. Teleportation flies. If you don't want to go into the Grand Teleportation Machine, if you're too scared, if you're too much of a chicken shit, I'm going to find somebody who will, and they're going to go through, and they're going to love kids. I love kids.
All right. I love kids. I love flies. I love teleportation pods. I gotta take a shit. Jeff Goldblum, you're very enthusiastic, but I can also be very, very, very calm. So, John, go and suck my dick. There we go. There's my Goldblum.
Kev, why don't you do the Ian Malcolm laugh? You do that better than me.
Oh, yeah. The Ian Malcolm laugh where he's like, there we go. Little Jeff Goldblum
laugh.
That
actually wasn't that great.
I know. You usually
done,
do it better.
You've done it better. Yeah, that was better.
All right.
Nice.
Who does a better Goldblum?
I'm gonna go John.
Damn, Zach's my man!
I don't even know what the score is so far, but I really thought I was gonna nail the Goldblum.
Andrew?
Yeah, I'll go with Kevin.
Yes!
Andrew's just a cocksucker.
I don't think so. I really don't think Andrew would take my side unless he really meant it.
Okay.
Damn, who's another question?
Take your side unless I really meant it.
I don't know. I want to do maybe a Michael Caine. I don't know.
God damn it! I knew you were going to do Michael that. Caine's you know I can't do Michael Caine that great, so you're going to kill me on that.
That's how Michael Caine used to talk in the 1960s, but that has changed. Michael Caine in the Batman movies talks very, very slowly. There you go.
You can't compete with his speed, with his ferocity, and you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off!
Alright, I slayed him on the micro can.
Kevin.
Yes. Yeah, I'll go with Kevin.
Nice.
Yeah, but you were quoting something from the trip.
That's true, but still, there are no parameters here. There's no rules.
Alright.
Alright, what else you got? What's your next?
Why don't you pick another one?
You want me to pick another one for you to go first, then?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got one. Alright, this is my next one.
Brosnan.
I was going to say, no, let's do Butthead.
No, I don't do those one that well.
Okay, I'll do
Butthead. I don't know animated.
He didn't do Michael Caine that well, and you went with that.
True, yeah, that's just, I was...
Alright, I'll do Pierce Brosnan. I think you've got it. It's very special. And I checked your numbers, very well rounded.
Yeah, see, I know what he's going through. He's going over that sound. You gotta have that noise in Brosnan, right?
No, I'm sure they're perfectly rounded.
That's the kind of look I know you're
good. Alright, Kevin won Brosnan. Okay, Kevin won it. We don't even have to ask the judges. Next up, Butthead.
Alright. I just think that I do a better Butthead. You're like standing there rubbing your dick.
Alright, here we go.
Can you, like, stop standing there and stuff? Can you, like, stop standing there and stuff?
I think those are pretty much exactly the same. I don't know.
I think John's got this one.
Alright, John can take the Butthead.
Yeah.
Anybody have any... Come on, throw some impressions out that John and I may not know.
It sucks. I'd sling you something like De Niro, but it's all about the face, and nobody can see that.
That's true. So. I definitely got the face going.
Yeah. Fuck. Andrew, suggestions?
Walter White?
I was going to say Heisenberg, yeah.
All right, we can do Heisenberg. I know John is a better Heisenberg, but, you know, whatever. Go for it, dude.
I tried to talk to you. You were on call. On call! I told you to go to the store and get Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's! You got store brand! Store brand. Why? Why do you keep complicating things?
All right. John's totally got me in the ball, but I gotta try.
It's not bad.
What's that? I was like, oh, yeah, but you are in the middle. You're right in the middle! There we go.
You are in the middle. You're right in the middle!
John could take it on the wall.
John.
Oh, you're raped on the wall.
Yeah, I'd go with John on that one.
Nice.
Anybody else got any other stuff to throw out while we're on the impressions? There's a million good impressions to do out there.
I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Walt Jr.
Yeah,
I'm going out with Lewis, and we're gonna go to Los Pollos Hermanos.
I don't know why mom had to be such a bitch.
Mom, why are you being such a bitch?
I think I totally take it on the wall, Junior.
John sounds kind of more like generic retarded.
Mom, why just be a bitch?
Listen, all right, you don't know what it's like to not drive a Dodge Challenger.
He's just looking at his phone. God, that's so douchey.
Come on, I beat him on the Walt Jr. If you say that I'm not better on Walt Jr.
No, I genuinely thought Walt Jr. was better from Kevin's end. So.
Oh, fuck off,
I thought so too, actually.
I fucking slayed him on Walt Jr. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, mine sounded more realistic.
Alright, same one as Walt.
Mom, I don't know why mom had to be such a bitch.
Mom, I don't know why you have to be such a bitch.
I still
it's,
totally
it's the same
blame.
As that voice that you used to do way before Breaking Bad even came on. You'd be like, the Dambrosios or something.
No, that's different. It's the Dambrosios.
It sounds very similar.
I went on
no,
the wall,
it sounds
Junior.
Nothing similar, and your hair looks like fries. Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. Zach, how do you feel?
Yeah, Zach, how do you feel?
I think Kevin's got it.
Oh, thank you.
Fuck you. I'm get pissed. All right, do a Sean Connery. Do a Sean Connery. That's a famous impression.
Watch. All right, hold on.
Get in the mic, isn't it?
Yes, but that bullet will cut through the plane like a hard knife through butter.
All right, let me try.
Now, pushy. Obviously, more about planes and guns. All right,
Kev's got the gun.
The bullet will pass through the fuselage like a blowtorch through butter. All
right, you got the gun.
What's the fucking call?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna stall
Bane
on that one
from Batman.
All right, let me think of a good line.
I am the League of Shadows.
There you go.
He's probably wondering why a man would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
I totally got him on the pin.
I think John's got it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Your punishment must be more severe.
It's not bad.
I think the Bane's pretty even, but I'm trying to get more good Bane lines from that.
I don't know.
I am the League of Shadows. You fight like a younger man. We don't need to stand on ceremony. Victory has defeated you. Paleful agents to the uninitiated. But we are initiated.
Alright, alright. That's enough Bane.
Those Banes are pretty good.
It's enough Bane for one fucking show.
I like the impressions thing, dude. I think this is good stuff. I know AJ hates every second of it, but nobody's hearing me talk for like 5 seconds.
I don't get my two pennies in. Alright, Charlie Sheen.
Alright, that one might be one that John will slay me on.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't think so. Winner, winner, Sheen dinner. You know, I go back on 2.5 men, I'd rather have a bag over my head.
Yeah, go to rehab. You know, I'd rather end up with a bag over my head.
Yeah, why don't you just copy the exact same line so I can go back to the goddesses?
I can't really go. You know, I got tiger blood running through my veins.
Yeah, tiger blood, I'd rather go back to the goddesses.
Who beats on the Sheen?
I think John's got it.
Yeah, I think John's probably got it on the Sheen, too.
Yeah, I'd rather go back to the goddesses with a bag over my head.
Yeah, I'd rather go back to the goddesses with a bag over my head.
With a bag over my head.
Dude, that was one of the greatest times ever in entertainment. We can all agree, right? When Charlie Sheen went off the rails and, like, there was all that.
That was fucking great.
That was great stuff.
I always wanted one of those black and white shirts, just his face and winning under it.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah.
I really want a shirt that says Winner Winner Chicken Dinner and Winner Winner Sheen Dinner, and it's a chicken with Sheen's head on it.
Winner Winner Chicken Dinner, I don't think so. Winner Winner Sheen Dinner.
Winner Winner Chicken Dinner, I don't think so. Winner Winner Sheen Dinner.
Sheen Dinner. That was some great times in entertainment. What was that, 2-3 years ago?
I'm
going to say three
wasn't
or four.
That long ago. I want to say it was like 2 years
ago. All right, Ray Liotta, do your best.
All right. For as long as Max, I can remember, all I wanted was to be a gangster. I mean, all these guys, Jimmy Conway enjoyed hits. He actually liked it. Knocking off the airport to us, it was better than Citibank. All right, there's my idea.
Jimmy Conway would give you a $100 bill for anything you did. Whether it was keeping his ice cold, he would give you $100. If it was sucking his cock, he would give you $200.
Okay. Well, John's maybe a little more funny. My impression was still better.
They're pretty close.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I remember the first time I sucked Jimmy's cock. He was so
Jerry Seinfeld,
excited.
Go.
I don't remember. But if you want to suck a cock, the best thing to do is suck the cock. You gotta suck it.
I really don't remember, but the first time I saw you suck a cock. I don't know. I got nothing on Seinfeld.
Yeah, you sucked at Seinfeld.
No, my Seinfeld's usually better, I feel like.
He's gotta give it to me.
That's John.
All right, yeah. George.
All right, I go first then, asshole.
Jeremy,
you went first last time.
Jeremy, I'm going first. All right, I went into this thing, and I sucked the cock. I sucked the cock, Jeremy. Jeremy, I sucked the cock. All right, Jeremy, I went in and I sucked the cock.
I don't know. That's all the same thing. That George never sucked the cock. Your George sucks.
Giving it to me.
I like Kevin's.
Dang
oh,
it.
You piece of shit.
All right, okay, you beat me on the Jerry. That's already over.
I beat you on the Jerry. The Jerry sucks.
Now the Jerry sucks.
Kramer.
Giddy up.
Oh, you Jerry sucks. It's bad.
Kramer's not one anybody even knows anymore.
Yeah, Kramer's a tough one.
This is a terrible one.
Giddy up.
I didn't even want to do an impression of. Can we be done with the impression
of? I didn't even want to do an impression
of. Already about
after
that
you said 15 minutes of fucking impression.
Yeah, it was your idea. You cannot.
What a dickhead.
I seriously did that because you talked to me about it.
What an asshole.
Yeah, but you argued about it for like 5 minutes.
Are you serious
right now?
He's such an asshole.
And then you did it for like
I literally did that for him.
Oh, sure, Kev. He told me.
This is exactly what I knew John would come in here and do. He would like talk about all the stuff that he said he was going to do before the show and just come in and did the exact opposite.
What are you talking about?
This was his bit.
Yeah,
I did this because he wanted it.
Oh, this was my bit.
The impression of?
No.
You've texted me and called me about this forever. No, right, dude, you're being a douche right now. This is exactly why I didn't want you to come on for stuff like that. You serious?
No.
You're really going to act like that wasn't my bit.
No, it was my bit, okay?
I mean, that was... Right. Like,
relax, calm down. I'm just joking here.
Yeah, but you do that and nobody knows you're joking but you.
Listen, I'm trying to make the show fun. We're trying to be fun here.
No, you don't get it. You can't do that. You can't come on and do stuff that the audience has no idea what you're talking about.
All right, it was my bit.
Okay.
And AJ's hair looks like fries.
Yeah, and AJ just sits over there laughing when he's literally sat there like, dude, this may be the most angry at AJ I've ever been on the show. You literally came in and were fucking wallpaper my entire goddamn show.
I wouldn't say the entire show, like probably the last like 20 minutes, yeah.
What? When did you ever contribute anything to anything this entire show?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can you name any conversation you participated in?
The porn IQ one.
That was your idea, and then you didn't even fucking talk about it!
What else have we talked about this show?
Seriously.
No, I'm not trying to be obtuse. I really just don't remember a lot of the conversations from the first half.
Jack, you gotta know what I'm talking about here. This guy's been impossible to wrangle in this whole show.
John?
Yes.
Yes.
And AJ has sat here and not done anything.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm trying to say here.
All in all, I think it's been a great show.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But don't act like I forced the fucking impressions bit on
you. All right, I was doing a bit. You didn't enforce it, but I don't think I've been hard to wrangle in.
Yeah, you've been a little off the walls.
No, I haven't. I've always been in tune with whatever direction you've been going.
All right. I mean, we've done a whole show, by the way, for the record. We can call it whenever you guys want.
It's up to you, man.
I want AJ to contribute something. I want him to have some kind of a conversation.
I feel like what you say that I haven't really contributed anything, what you mean is I haven't, like, fought you tooth and nail about, you know, bits.
You haven't fought me
like
anything in nail.
Yeah, I feel like maybe my presence has been a bit overwhelmed by John here, so...
I don't think so. I think I've taken several opportunities to bring you in.
Can you give me an example?
Yes, when I just said that, and you went completely silent.
Well, because I thought we were getting ready to call the show. Like, do we want to talk about something else now?
No, we aren't. It's just AJ was gone for a whole week. I was hoping we could get some good AJ in on this show.
I don't know what to say, man.
What's going on in your personal life? Why don't we get we'll do an AJ segment to close out the show.
To play us out. AJ.
To play us out. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, to play us out.
In the world of Andrew AJ.
This is kind of what I mean. Like, I mean, I'm trying to maybe come over the topic, and meanwhile you guys are quoting Bill O'Reilly, and this gentleman over here is singing. It's not a conducive environment for me to be creative.
Look,
it's,
you know, maybe I've been a little bit too hard on everyone here. John being here was a total curveball I wasn't expecting this week.
I've been planning on coming home for a month.
I wasn't planning on doing a show tonight at all. It's Tuesday.
That's a good point.
See you next Tuesday. It's cunt.
Thank you.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and call it for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with my co-host,
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
The other co-host,
Andrew.
And our very special guest.
Hey, guys.
Go fuck yourself, Internet.
We'll see you next week on the Status Bro Show.